Today's healthcare can be confusing, frustrating, and at times, downright scary. Here to help with clearing up the confusion, putting an end to the frustration, and making it a lot less scary, here from Los Angeles are your hosts, Eric and Roy, on the Informed Patient Radio Show.
Well, welcome back to the Informed Patient Radio Show. And today we have an in-studio guest, Dr. Jerry Uhlberg of Healing Choices in Thousand Oaks, California. Before we begin, how would you like to be addressed? Do you like Dr. Uhlberg, or are you informal or formal, or how would you like?
I usually go by Dr. Jerry.
Dr. Jerry it is. Okay, well, we like to do with our guests, we like to get to know them a little bit, and so we like to ask, where are you from? Where are you born? Give us a little backstory.
All right. I was born in San Fernando Valley. I was raised in West Hills. I went to El Camino High School.
Okay.
And I moved away to go to chiropractic school in San Francisco. And when I moved back, I moved to the Ventura County area, and I've been there since 1999.
So, Dr. Jerry, what interested you in the chiropractic service?
The ability to help people in a natural way, provide movement, body solutions, give them obviously pain relief, and be an advocate for their health. I also just really love working with people.
Okay. And how long have you been in the chiropractic?
17 years in practice. I've had my Thousand Oaks location for 17 and my Los Angeles or Culver City location for 16.
Wow. That's a while.
Wow. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
We'd like to also ask, what type of schooling does a chiropractor go through?
Currently, you're required to have a bachelor's in science or arts to enroll in chiropractic school.
Okay.
And then it's a four-year program in chiropractic school, and it's truly the same schooling as medical.
Right.
Medical school. We actually take more sciences and more anatomy classes than the medical schools do. And the difference is the internship period. We do it during our school. This allows us to be done in the 4 years, but it's also very demanding and challenging. We do about 12 to 15 hours a day. So you really have to be dedicated to your craft.
It's a long day.
Yeah. Let me get this right. So you're doing medical type school classes, the scientists, pathology, histology, other things like that. And then I would imagine on top of that, you're also doing chiropractic
stuff.
Correct.
We're learning how to adjust, how to do physical therapy, patient care, patient exams, on top of doing anatomy classes, physiology classes, biochemistry, organic chemistry, all of it.
Wow. It's chock full of stuff there.
Correct. And then turn around and go to clinic and work on patients and get your hands on patients after those school hours.
Quite involved.
Yes.
Okay. Now, besides the 4 years that leads to a doctorate,
correct?
After the 4 years, can the chiropractors do extra training, kind of like the medical doctors do, like residencies or certifications, or is there anything beyond chiropractic school?
There's both certifications and diplomates. The diplomate programs are an additional 3 years or so.
Okay.
Some of the listed ones would be radiology, neurology, nutrition, pediatrics,
mm-hmm.
Even sports medicine. And
then
you can also do certification programs, which are going to, you don't get the board certification, but you are certified in that type of care.
And so speaking of certifications or diplomats, what certifications do you currently hold?
I currently have a couple. I have the CCSP, which is the Certified Chiropractic Sports Practitioner.
Okay.
I have the Certified Kinesiotaping Practitioner. And then I have restorative exercise specialist certified by the Nutritious Movement, which is directed and founded by Katie Bowman, which most people know that name out there if you're into any type of alignment program.
Very interesting. What kind of taping is that with the athletes? We're talking about taping knees and elbows and that kind of thing.
Correct. You can do most joints. The most common you'll see are athletes like basketball, baseball. The Olympics was when it really came out. This most recent one is where a lot of people saw it. It's like colorful tape, and it's designed to both support and help with inflammation. It's a functional tape, meaning that instead of just putting the joint into a locked, immobilized position, you actually are using the joint so the patient or the athlete can still be active, but not continue to injure that area. It's being supported. So it's phenomenal tape. Most patients will actually say, I'll put it on, and they're like, how is this going to work? And then they come in the following time, and they're like, I want that magic tape.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in it besides the design of putting it on the body and how you support it. So there's no chemicals within the tape. There's nothing magic about it except the support that it provides. And that's the extra training I got, was to help me be able to do that.
Yeah, I've definitely seen recently I have seen, because we're doing the basketball stuff now, I definitely see basketball players with it around the knee and in the arm, the upper the
shoulder.
Arm area.
Yep. Yeah. Shoulder, yep. Knees, wrists are very common because most people are, you know, using their computers, using their phones. Neck, you know, I mean, you can use it great for whiplash. And and one other great one that most people don't know about mm-hmm. is pregnancy. You can support the belly during the pregnancy. Oh. And that instead of using the braces or just having chronic low back pain during your pregnancy, this tape helps support it.
Is that more of a new thing with the pregnancies, or has that been around for a while?
I think it just is, like anything, it's more popular. You know, people want more natural stuff. They don't want to be doing something that's going to harm them after, because they need to be able to take care of their child after they have the baby. So this tape helps you be supported and usually heal prior to even labor.
Okay. It's
pretty cool.
And what other services does your practice offer?
Healing Choices philosophy is to allow patients to have choices in their healing. So all our practitioners are trained in multiple techniques and styles to allow for different needs and requests. Currently, we are offering massage and chiropractic, and we just added reflexology once a month. We're also looking to offer other services to our patients. We want to be the most holistic approach to your health. So I want to be, and when I say whole, I mean like whole, whole. I don't want you to feel limited. So we are looking for other practitioners. And so if there's practitioners out there that are listening that need a space or even just want to set up a referral program, I would love to do that.
So you're expecting Healing Choices to grow?
I do.
Okay. Very good.
What types of patients do you normally see in your practice also?
My practice is very, very diverse. I honestly treat from the infants to the elderly. Alignment is key to keeping your immune system strong, as well as eating well and sleeping. But that goes for all ages. It's not just the little ones, not the big ones. Mm. I love getting people aligned, working on their posture, getting them moving in both in their work environments and at their home. So I have a huge bag of techniques and tricks, I call them, so that I may help a large array of patients. So I would say my demographics is wide, but my most common would probably be the mid-age, the 25 to 45, 50.
Okay.
Right.
And it's surprising to me to know that infants would need a chiropractor. Or, what kind of situations would...
Well, birth itself is very traumatic. If you've ever watched a birthing video, it's not nice.
Yeah.
But we need to get out. It's a small space. You need to get out of there. So anything from just alignment there. But on top of it, we're really well known for for taking care of ear infections and colic.
Oh, okay.
So those are standards with kids. And I've had phenomenal results. We get referrals from our pediatricians locally. So those are the most common. And then just to keep them aligned as they're learning how to crawl, walk, and be crazy kids when they're growing up.
Speaking, you just touched on something about referrals. Do you get referrals from time to time from your medical doctor and doctor of osteopathic colleagues?
I do. Currently, I have some pediatricians that refer to me for their kids. And like I said, most commonly with the ones that are referring, it's ear infections and colic.
Mm-hmm.
I also am getting referrals for prenatal and pregnancy and postnatal care from my OBGYNs.
Oh, okay.
Which is super exciting because I love treating them as well.
Right.
And then orthopedic docs will refer to me for my sports training. So they'll come to me if it's not a surgical case.
Right.
And they need help getting it aligned and getting the joint mobility back in that area, because it usually is a postural problem as well as an injury. I'll work with them. And then the super exciting part right now is I'm getting a lot of referrals for from dentists for TMJ.
Wow.
Because I do cranial work as well as adjusting the jaw. So I'm able to focus on getting that area moving, getting the inflammation down, and getting rid of headaches, neck pain, and jaw pain just by adjusting their jaws.
I know that TMJ has always been one of the difficult areas in medicine that a lot of docs don't even want to approach, because it's just a tough area. So I'm glad to hear that that some kind of relief is being offered through chiropractic services.
Yeah, no, it's one of those hidden, I call them hidden gems, that people don't know how to address it. So they just end up getting a mouth guard or just being in pain, waking up in pain and dealing with that. So I do have a protocol that I do, that I go both inside your mouth and outside work. So
okay,
it's intensive.
Going back, really, you touched on something that's very, very interesting, because I know that sometimes you hear, like, and I've heard it personally, it's like, what could, when it comes to ear infections in the kids, what can a chiropractor do? Because don't, you know, like we always assume that medical doctors treat with antibiotics and other things like that. So very curious, maybe you can tell the audience, how does a chiropractor help the kids with the ear infection problem?
Okay, at a young child, anywhere from infant to their tween years, their eustachian tubes are actually straight across, like towards their nose, instead of drop down like we are as adults.
Oh, okay.
And so what happens is it allows, if you're not draining correctly, it allows a pooling to happen. And so what adjustments, and when I say you're not draining correctly, that's usually muscular, joint, or cranial irritation or subluxations.
Right.
And that's, those subluxations can be corrected by doing soft tissue work. And also by soft adjustments.
Okay.
And some cranial work.
Okay. So part of the anatomy and everything in the back of the neck or something is that pushing against the eustachian tubes, not allowing it to drain? Or, I mean,
or
that's
the
my
alignment
guess.
Itself, the alignment itself is out of, okay. I mean, you're out of alignment, and that causes muscular changes, which make the muscles tight, which doesn't allow the drainage of the lymphatics. And the lymphatic then is what doesn't allow the water in the ear or the infection to pass out.
Wow.
Of the system. So then they get their infection. So by us adjusting them, we get movement back in there. I have the patients learn how to massage their kids to keep that going. And so it's kind of a team effort. And I've had great results.
Great results.
Very cool.
Yeah. I would say 85 to 95% of my kids that come in stop having ear infections.
Wow. And your clientele normally, how are you, you know, your new patients, where are they, how are you getting new patients these days? What's your source?
I am 100% referral based.
Oh.
But I will have to say that Yelp is one of my huge referrals.
People
go to Yelp and then they see that I have good results. And good ratings, I guess.
Yeah.
And they get referred to me, or it's insurance. They go to their insurance, then they go to Yelp, then they go to me. And then obviously inside patient referrals.
Wow.
Anytime you have a patient refer them directly, they're going to come in because the person's passionate about you. They want to come in.
Sure. Right. Now, I'm sure that wasn't always the case. When you were first starting out, how were you building your clientele?
Still word of mouth, but I did a lot of chamber events. I did open houses. I did whatever I had to do to get my presence out there.
Right.
And I was part of quite a few networking groups.
Oh, okay. So that it proved to be valuable. And
correct.
It worked
correct.
For
well,
you.
Well, gets you involved in the community.
Oh, yeah.
And that community is what builds your practice.
Oh, very nice. Okay. So how can our listeners, if they would like to learn more about you or maybe make an appointment or find out more, how can they get a hold of you?
I actually am going to just tell you guys to go to my website, which is chiro.net, chiro.net.
Mm-hmm.
I have two locations. They're both listed there, one in Thousand Oaks and one in the Culver City.
Oh.
And there's a little bio on me. And obviously, you can also check out Yelp.
Yeah.
That also gives you reviews.
In the Culver City, what street is it on?
On Washington Boulevard.
So you're kind of close to the studios there.
Correct.
You know, so it's down
that's
the street
primary,
from the
primary patient load is from.
Oh,
the
really?
Studios. Yeah.
Yeah, that well, that's really good.
So I get different types of people in different areas. It's fun. I like it.
And I guess you're trying to, you know, build Healing Choices. So you're really optimistic about the future of Healing Choices.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you, Dr. Jerry, for being a wonderful guest and giving our audience a lot of information, good information.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So again, folks, check out Dr. Jerry with her Healing Choices. Again, that's chiro.net, chiro.net for more information. Well, that does it for this episode. Roy and I would like to thank you again for tuning in and getting some more information so you can get empowered on the Informed Patient Radio Show.
You have been listening to the Informed Patient Radio Show with Eric and Roy. For more information, please visit us at informedpt.com. Tune in next time for more information regarding the healthcare system and how it affects all of us.